My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, I thought we defended really well. Like the drill we went in, played 5-5, 5-5, we defended well. We were out quick. We had a couple of opportunities to get pucks in the net. We deferred to, you know, not putting it there. I don't care what the drill is. You're going to get something out of it. Like our first penalty kill win faceoff, we don't get it out of the zone. We don't have a plan. Those two defensemen that went back need to have a plan. Like, let's execute every play like it's a game. So those little plays mean something. They got to mean something to everybody.
Still hasn't really sunk in that we're still here,
yeah,
this many years later, and Lindy Ruff is explaining what has to happen, what has to change for the Sabres. I'm on board. It was a brutal first weekend, though. Like, I'm sure we had, with Ruff, with all coaches, I'm just sort of like back in time listening to his voice, but what he's describing sounds like coaching things. Having a plan, yeah, with the puck, yes, and just like what to do in situations.
Right.
That's kind of like a coaching area,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I think he's describing practice there. Like what, you know, do it with a purpose. And if you don't, that has been, you know, something I know before they went to Europe. And even people who were there covering those practices in Europe were saying like that he's stopping stuff and making them do it over. And so we'll see if that gets them anywhere. I mean, you know, attention to detail, of course, matters. And those little plays can't all add up. You know, but bigger issue is being on target and putting the puck in the net when you've got a chance to do so, especially with the man advantage. They got a lot of work to do here. And, you know, I don't know. I haven't gotten the speech yet. We'll see if Paul gives it in a half an hour or so about it taking time to for the coach's new system, for the players to figure out how they got to play the new system. And I don't know when we'll get to that space on the board. I hope never. You know, maybe they just win tonight and get off to the races, and by this time next week they're 3-2. That'd be great.
It would mean beating Florida.
Yes, on Saturday. That's right.
And then is it Columbus or Pittsburgh? Some road game next week. Three road games after Florida.
Yeah, Pittsburgh on Wednesday, Columbus on Thursday. Back to backs.
Oh, that's a tough trip.
And then Chicago Saturday night.
That is a tough trip.
Yeah,
Pittsburgh to Columbus.
Right.
I've driven that. I'm ready for a new driving challenge. Maybe next summer.
All right.
The Dakotas.
Done it.
Never been to Montana.
Didn't get that far.
I've never been to Oklahoma.
Sadly, if the Missoula Ice Hogs had drafted Owen, then maybe that's not a real team. I would have had reason to go to Montana.
There's got to be a hockey team somewhere in Montana.
I've always kind of wanted to go to Montana. I like
Pittsburgh
Montana.
To Columbus is pretty easy.
Yes.
Straight shot.
Yeah.
That's next week. How about, if you don't mind, some fresh picks right now? Every Thursday on this show, actually, it's time for My Fresh Picks, brought to you by Umi Sushi and Seafood Buffet. Follow them on Facebook for their grand opening date. We've made it a habit to do one game, one player pick, like a prop bet, and then one futures pick. Last week's futures was Ja'Marr Chase to lead the NFL in receiving yards. He was way down the list at plus 900. Right now he is second to Justin Jefferson. Nico Collins was the leader, but Collins, of course, leaving the Bills game after his big touchdown with a hamstring injury, and the Texans have put him on injured reserve. So he'll miss at least four games, opening the door for the favorite now, Justin Jefferson, Chase, and others. So that was last week. It's not a win yet, but that could be a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
20 to win 180 or whatever it is. For a game this week, I like the feel of the Bears in London, minus a point and a half against Jacksonville. Chicago, I just feel trending up, and maybe Jacksonville a little bit of a one-off. I don't think they'll be so bad or anything. And they might get a little support, so to speak, here because they're always in London and they sort of know the routine of going there.
Mm-hmm.
They did get out late, if they even got out, because of the hurricane, though. So I just like the direction of the Bears, minus a point and a half is a pretty reasonable price. Geno Smith, I gave you the numbers already, averaging 323 yards passing per game since week two. Week one was a little bit more of a slog against Denver, like they ran the ball a lot. I don't know. We'll see what you get tonight. Their coaches, Mike McDonald wore a hat that said, run the damn ball. They're talking all about establishing the run and doing this after last week in their loss to the Giants, getting away from that. Okay, but that's a team that wants to throw it. I mean, that's
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
How they've played, even with Kenneth Walker. Think of the Lions game.
Right.
Was that a Monday night game?
Yep.
And he scored three times. But they still, 38 first downs. Geno kind of went off. It's his birthday. I don't love the Seahawks tonight, but
you love Geno.
I really do. I think I'm optimistic.
You're talking yourself into taking him over Josh Allen in fantasy, aren't you?
This is how I get into trouble.
Yep. Overthinking.
It's true. Last week, my buddy and I benched Kittle. We had it's harder when you have good options.
Sure, sure.
And so let's just sit Kittle. He's not 100%. He missed practice. You know how the Niners are, like every week it's someone different. Last week the guy who was left out was Deebo Samuel, who did nothing in that game, but Ayuk had a huge game and Kittle scored again. So you never know, but yeah, that backfired. That overthinking. He was in our lineup until like noon on Sunday. And then we could take him out, you know, and we did, and it didn't work. But I like Geno Smith tonight on the props, and in fantasy, he's a top 6 to 8 quarterback option this week. He's a QB1 this week. And did I use this one before? Did I use this one last week? The Broncos to make the playoffs bet?
I don't remember. I'm sorry.
I think I might have. But it would have been a bigger number. I'm not sure I did. I like them right now anyway. Plus 185. Denver to make the playoffs. Who has a better chance of making the playoffs in your opinion? Denver or Miami?
I think Denver.
Their odds are slightly better. Miami is plus 200, so the market agrees. The market, it's close, so you took your time there, just like I think was it was appropriate to do that.
I thought.
You didn't overthink.
I didn't overthink, but I did think.
Yeah. There needs to be sort of a guideline here. Yeah. How much thinking is the right amount?
Does this bring to a close your fresh picks for the week?
It does.
Because we should, while we're thinking about picking things, do what we didn't do last week and pick tonight's game.
I agree. I would do that.
You're ahead.
Do you want the music first?
Oh, really? I don't know. I guess I wasn't, NFL thinking, pick? I wasn't thinking about an official NFL pick. But sure.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
I know you're still ahead, but I don't know by how much.
I don't either.
I went 2-3 last week.
I had 3-2.
Okay, so you're 6.5 ahead then.
Okay.
You were 5.5 going into last week. I remember that number. So there we have it. I didn't see an update from our big fan up there. North, I think Canada is where that account
that is North
emanates from. But I didn't see an update. But anyway, 6.5 is the lead. So anyway, you get to go first.
Okay. Well, I will take San Francisco, -3.5. I do like Geno Smith, but a lot of the big passing games come in losing efforts.
Yeah.
I think the Niners remind the league tonight that they're pretty good. Kind of a fluky. What Warren Sharp had this on them, that really they're fine except in the red zone.
Right.
And they used to be super efficient. Think of Debo running, you know, end arounds and scoring easily. But that hasn't been happening yet for them this year.
Without really doing any research, and as nice as the running back has been stepping in, maybe that's a place they really miss McCaffrey. Like having all that he can do for them there in the passing game too. Maybe that really hurts. Well, this is a non-event then, because I'm not going to take Seattle for the sport of it. I'm already behind by 6.5, and I'm not going to make a pick I don't believe in, because I absolutely agree with you. I think San Francisco tonight says, yeah, we're still here. We're not buried and we're not dead, and you know we're still going to be heard from. So
only two 49ers through five games have receiving touchdowns. They each have three: Kittle and Juwan Jennings, who had three in one game, that game against the Rams where they got beat. But only a rushing touchdown for Debo Samuel. Very quiet season for him so far. He did miss one game. Ayuk super quiet until last game, but no touchdowns yet for him either. And Mason doesn't really catch the ball. Like, McCaffrey is missed in that area. Mason's been really good on the ground, but he doesn't really catch the ball. All right, so we're both on San Francisco. Sabres and Kings coming up. Paul Hamilton will join us in less than 20 minutes. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.